You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, rioters?
Don't call them that, John.
What do you mean, Michelle? We are now on the Riotcast Network, and we need to be more, like, angry and mob-like.
Yeah, but it sounds like we're about to burn down a liquor store or something, and I'm just not comfortable with that.
Exactly. This is what these riot people do, Michelle. They, like, build pickets, they hit the streets, and they're just mad.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do our show, The Video Game Outsiders, right here on the Riotcast Network, live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
All right, fine. And then also go to riotcast.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast. There's like a button there somewhere. Just push it.
We talk about video games.
Sometimes, maybe.
But it's mostly just a bunch of crap.
And Michelle, there's also another dude on the show.
Hey guys, I'm Matt Bradford.
Anyway, Video Game Outsiders live on Riotcast, Tuesday, 5 p.m.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hand. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on Riotcast.com.
From the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Live at the Comedy Cellar.
Keith Robinson looks terrible.
Live at the Comedy Cellar. This is the You Know What, Dude podcast.
Dude.
Robert Kelly is not here, so most of the people listening to this in a car right now probably just turned it off.
And there's a lot more room on the bench.
That's right. But we do have... He did give me the whole crew. Deepu and Scopo, they are here. It's Lenny Marcus hosting today, so don't be shocked by the voice. Robert is in Utah, I believe. That's what he says anyway. He's in Utah, and he's, I guess, doing comedy for Mormons today. And I guess he picked the cleanest person he could get, somebody who doesn't drink, it doesn't smoke, and doesn't do anything, to fill in for him. So thank you, Robert. He just says, I didn't know. Of course, I said no. And he was like, I don't want to do it.
You?
And yeah, he basically, you know how he is. He's like, come on, Dad, do me a favor. Do me a favor. I'm like, okay. So I go, do I get to pick guests? And he's like, yeah. And I said, okay, I want my friend Neil to come on. And he goes, he goes, I'll get you some guests. So he gave me Sean Donnelly. Apparently, like 1 minute before I was leaving my house. So
I don't know why
Scopo.
He told you that. I mean, that was never confirmed with that Sean.
so
I texted
like,
Sean
no.
yesterday. He was like, no, I can't. And I was like, all right, I've got Norman and Harrison.
That's right. So, Scopo, why don't you do your usual intro here?
All right, we got to the left, Norm McDonald's most hated person.
I'm his favorite comic. I'm opening for him on the road.
Harrison Greenbound right here.
Woo, quite a Twitter feud there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My first real one.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go into that in a minute.
I'm a big boy now.
Keep going.
Then we have Mark Norman, everybody, from Tuesdays with Stories.
Hey, good to be back. There I love you, Norm.
And we have Deepu, of course. All right, so let's talk about that because let's just go right into that because that, believe it or not, I watched 2 weeks in a row. I was doing some work for Cyrus McQueen. I don't know if you know Cyrus.
Yeah.
You know Cyrus. Nice guy.
Absolutely.
So I was doing some editing for him on his stuff, and we thought it was going to be this big package on him and whatever, and it didn't happen.
Ouch.
But he got a couple of clips off the first one, and of course, so every week I flip through, and I'm like, oh, there's Harrison. Let's check out what Harrison's up to. And
that was just the Oxygen Channel. All right. I had to slide that in.
And of both weeks that you were on... Of all the people, Norm decided he's going to take a couple shots.
Yeah.
Of all the people. And I thought it was really mean.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't even get to see the meanest stuff.
So for the first one, you want to talk about yesterday was the second one. So you were eliminated, right?
I was, yeah.
Off of the most, nothing offensive about your NAACP joke. For those of you who didn't hear it, it's just...
A good joke.
It's a good joke.
What's I think it's pretty solid.
Very solid joke. You want to explain it and then tell what Norm did and then... What is happening there? What is going on? Why you is really my question.
That I'm still asking that.
He hates Jews.
Exactly. No, the joke was just that the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, though not that advanced, they still use the term colored people, but they can't change it. They can't update it to African American because then their group name would just be nah.
Right. There's nothing
offensive.
It's really offensive more wordplay than anything else.
Right. On a night, by the way, which I sat through this and watched a million pieces of wordplay by almost everybody on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Yours, this was nothing. And for some reason, he's got it in for you. So what's going on?
I mean, I think after the first episode, that was it. I mean, my first appearance, he had that whole thing about religion.
Harry, but your joke is about Harry. The first one was about Harry Potter. You have a joke. If somebody's going to quote from their Bible, you're going to quote from your favorite book, which is Harry Potter.
Right.
And then somehow Norm twisted this into, well, J.K. Rowling is a Christian, and then if you go look into Christianity, it was the most ridiculous explanation I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I love Norm, and everybody loves Norm, but this was horrible.
I started with that. Norm is still one of my favorite comics. Yeah. I still think he's super hilarious. But he went on this crazy rant. You don't see even, like, you saw a very tiny portion of it on that episode.
Right.
Where he was just not really making much sense. And then at the end of it, where he says, well, if J.K. Rowling, you know, J.K. Rowling would say, if you know Christianity, you know the end of her book. I immediately responded, I was just comparing two works of fiction. And that gets a huge pop. Yeah,
that's right. A great line.
Why would they give that to you? Well, Norm.
So they edited out his boos. He got booed for his commentary, turned him into cheers, and then I'm just making a face.
God, I hate editing.
Yeah.
Right? Well, they'll make anybody look horrible.
They will.
Or good. Whatever the narrative they want, which is really why I've never done the show. I refuse to be, in case they decide he's going to be the ass this week, I'm not going to be that guy.
And I have to say, Wanda and Paige, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, like, I have a lot of friends who've been really screwed by reality television.
Right.
Paige and Wanda are comics, and they definitely make you feel comfortable. And I think they try to make it as good as it can possibly be for a reality competition show.
Right.
I know, but the show
But it was
sucks.
Very frustrating, yeah.
The show, the funniest person on that show has never won. That's what bugs me. You know, like, you got guys who've done comedy 2 years going up against vets, and the 2 year, like, Greer Barnes got shut out immediately, Kurt Metzger, Mike Lawrence, all hilarious guys, and then some girl with, like, glasses and a wacky shirt will be like, these nuts! You know, and they're like, you're going through, you crazy lady.
That's all
lady.
They could advertise, whoever could bring them the most money.
It is interesting, though. I mean, one thing you should distinguish is that, like, over the years, there's been audience voting, and then, like, this season, I think, was the first season without any kind of live audience voting. It's all just the three judges.
Well, if you buy that.
Right, of course.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I mean, I've been through this for 10 years.
But I would say when there was audience voting, you can sort of blame the public a little bit more than you can blame. Now it's a little bit easier to blame the show itself because it's not.
Well, if you read the fine print on all these shows, I think with the 1 year we found out that if you read the fine print, the producers have final say, and that caused like a riff 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, like this. But what's the Twitter beef?
The Twitter beef was I watched my episode with a bunch of friends. It was a super fun night. I was tweeting to everybody who was sending nice tweets. And then 3 hours elapsed because he's on the West Coast.
I see.
I basically got woken up at like 7 a.m. I looked at my phone and it exploded. And I realized Norm had done this crazy, this huge Twitter rant about my joke and my set and how you should never make fun of religion or people of faith.
Wow.
That was the first one.
And that was not this week's episode, but last week.
And so what happened? And
so
again,
then
today?
I responded. Yeah.
Responded last week. Sorry. Keep
going. So that was sort of the Twitter feud. Was his huge thing. Roseanne backing me up, which was really nice. And to her credit, she always had my back on all of this stuff.
Right.
Kenan too. So yeah, it was just bananas. I mean, he even had one tweet that was, you know, you're fighting against ghosts because nobody in America believes the Bible to be true or literally true. It's just a story. And then so I tweeted at him, like, here's a Gallup poll that shows 30% of Americans believe it is literally true and a historical document.
Wow.
So just, you know, backing up my stuff with fact.
It's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. But of all the people I watch, he just had in for you for some reason.
Yeah.
He didn't like
that. That just sucks. Yeah.
He's a smart guy. He gets comedy. Smart. He's obviously a brilliant comedian.
What's funny about that is, it's funny that you say that, because I was watching it, and you watch all the commentary for everyone else, and of all the people, he listens to the writing more.
Yes.
And Roseanne is more interested in your character, and
Keenan's
more
idiot.
Like a show. It's more of a show.
So are you trying out for the show next year?
I did it last year, and that's why I have so much disdain. They told me week one, we're all sitting in the green room, like getting ready to go on. We're all nervous, about to be on TV, and they'll go, we're just letting everybody know we're skewing urban this year. And we're like, huh?
They actually said that?
Yeah, and me and all the white guys look at each other like, all right, well, it's good to hang out. You know? At least we got a, you know, a chicken
wing. Would they say that?
Yeah, because that was the boom of diversity.
Well, if you watch the end results last night, there's a couple of things about the show that drive me nuts. One is, at the end, I go, watch this. And sure enough, one Asian guy...
Yeah,
well, one that, quirky chick.
Well, that Asian guy is great, though.
He's
Shang
great,
Wang.
But are there any other Asian dudes?
Shang Murray,
are
we, yeah.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it's the same one black guy, one white guy.
Yep,
one,
yep.
It's a Benetton. So,
which is, you know, what are the odds
Jews.
Of that?
What are the odds of that happening?
Exactly. Where are the Jews?
I know we work here at the Comedy Cellar, and if that was that, would that be the demographic of five people that came
exactly.
out of the Comedy Cellar? So, whatever.
Like, when Norm signed up and Jeselnik signed, I was like, this is it. It's finally going to be a legit show.
No.
So that's why it's such a bummer that Norm's going off the rails.
Yeah, and Jeselnik, you know, you don't get to see a lot of what he does. His intro to my semifinal set involved the Holocaust. So that was,
wow.
that was the hole I had to dig myself out of.
Oh, Jeselnik.
He was like, his grandparents survived the Holocaust. Let's see if he can survive this set.
That's comedy, baby.
Which is hilarious, although I think the audience was horrified.
Good. Fuck them.
How is the audience there? They seem really amped.
Oh, man.
It was funny because the audience for the first round was fire. Just pure fire. You can hear it. They wouldn't stop applauding after my set. They had to be shushed three times. It was crazy. On this episode, it was funny that they actually showed the fake blow-up dolls in the back that were, you know, like, when you can't fill when you can't fill a room, you put like those fake dolls so that when they're in the distance, it looks full.
No.
Right.
And they just showed them up close with like somebody knocking the wig off, which is hilarious.
Oh my god!
But you're like, all right, I guess that room wasn't full.
Oh man.
Yeah,
that's tough.
But it's a 500 seat room, and they're filming how many episodes? You gotta get 500 people in LA to show up to sit for 6 hours of a taping. You know, it's hard.
The other thing I didn't like was last night they kind of glossed over like 20 people.
Real fast.
Yeah. Really fast. Like, for example, I love Greg Warren, one of my favorites. And the first day, they let him do 3 plus 4 minutes, like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Gave him they loved him, kissed his ass. And then this time, there was just like a phase of him just going,
But I think this was where it really showed that. So last year, I believe it had 16 episodes.
Yeah.
This year was an 8-episode order. So they have to cut down 40 to 10. In 2 episodes.
Well, what good does that do for comics? I mean,
I just think they
What happened to that guy? I'm at home going, what happened to that guy?
I mean, I would rather them do 8 episodes than 0 episodes. I mean, I'm happy to have the exposure. I think everybody who was on it is. But I think that's the problem is if you have 10, if 5 people are going through each round in the next 2 weeks, that means they have to show 5 sets. That's the whole show. So everybody else who doesn't make it, really, they can't show two. They can show maybe one person who doesn't make it.
Right.
And some clips from some people who didn't make it. But there's just no room to show anybody else.
No, but, okay, so then just don't show. But the guy who you did 3 minutes on the first week, could you show him doing something? Like,
yeah, or
how
start
bad
the whole show
he?
With 50 comics. Of don't course. Start with 100.
Right, yeah.
Was there anyone that did well and they kind of made it look like he didn't do well?
Here's the thing. You don't get to see anybody else's set.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The only set you really, really know about is your own. I mean, we all know a bunch of people on the show, so I assume they were honest about how their sets went. So as far as I know, people had good sets had good sets. People had bad sets had bad sets. But, yeah, I really can only speak to my set.
No, from what I heard from a lot of people who I kept running into, and I think I asked Mark when he came back as well, like, how'd it go? And nothing but... went well, judges are really good, but in editing, they will take out whatever, if they say one thing, like Cyrus actually said, they said glowing things about him all the way through, but that one snippet that Keenan said, he said a bunch of great stuff after that one snippet, but they took that one snippet, and that's enough to relate to the audience when you're watching.
Make him look like he didn't do well.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's all it has to do. And they did that to Joe Matarese on, I think, America's Got Talent one year. You know, like, he went on and absolutely crushed, and they show his kids crying. He literally tweeted out, the best 3 minutes of my life. The following week, they show him. They didn't do it in front of the live audience.
Yeah, they screwed him with that.
They screwed him. He was in front of just the judges on like a Tuesday afternoon, and they went, well, I don't know.
Wait,
they made him look like the worst comic. And my sister called me, who watches the show. I never watched an episode of that show. Calls me and goes, oh my God, what happened to Joe? What could have happened? I go, nothing happened to Joe. They probably edited it so bad. And they did. Right. They went out and
but
got
But people
him.
Do accept that as the reality. I mean, people
of
were
course,
people on
it's
Twitter
terrible.
Were judging my
not?
Set. And I tweeted out a link to the actual jokes. So I was like, if you're going to judge my jokes, go for it. But like, I stand by my jokes. But judge it based on my jokes, not on, you know, whatever version.
Wait a minute.
What was your experience?
Matarese is still doing it?
No, he was Matt Reeves was last year.
No, yeah. I mean comedy. But yeah, they edited my stuff pretty bad too. I had a rough set one night because I had food poisoning, and Roseanne goes, "Ooh, I got to tell you, you know, you did so well last night. What's wrong tonight?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not feeling well." She goes, "You okay? You sick?" I go, "Yeah, I got AIDS." killed. AIDS joke. Killed. Huge pop. And I was like, "Yes, I'm back." And then Keenan Ivory Wayans goes, "Yeah, your writing's good, but you seem a little off." And I go, "Thanks, Damon." And that killed. And I was like, "I'm gonna ride this riff." And then they didn't put any of it in. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, they were looking a way to get rid of you. And
yeah.
That was
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
But I just to defend them slightly, I do think there is a degree of. They just had 8 episodes this year, and they've been
sure.
Squished.
Well, that's I get it.
You're such a
sweetie.
Are they
being real politics?
Politicky. Not only that, but sweet. Sweet and nice.
You're being what's LA.
Can
be
I ask you another question?
Come on, let's go.
My other LA question is pink shirts both times, correct?
Oh, interesting
true.
Observation.
Is that on
that
purpose?
That was very
didn't
intense.
Even realize
well,
that.
I could talk to that about that, which was I wore a purple shirt in the Friars Club background piece, then a pink shirt during the set.
Right.
And then they don't show me with Wanda, but I'm wearing a different pink shirt with Wanda, and then another variation of like a pink purple shirt. And happened was I talked to the stylist and I said, "I want to stand out a little bit." And it was like, "Let's just do a color palette. Every time they see you, we'll do purples and pinks."
So he's going for the full rainbow.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good way. Well, you get accused of being a little effeminate, correct?
Yeah, they cut out all of that good stuff. They had cut out such a good discussion. There's such a good discussion between Norm, Keenan, Roseanne, myself, and Anthony about that whole thing.
Because
the second set opens with me doing the "people think I'm gay" joke and the HIV tag. And then doing the... So I was with a girl the other night. Just go with it. And, we were talking about past relationships. And she's like, "I know it sounds like I sleep with a lot of dudes, but I just want you to know that I don't." It's like, that is so weird. I was about to tell you word for word the exact same thing. Huge pop in the audience. And that's how I start the set.
How long was your set?
3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes. So they edited it down to what, 2?
Maybe.
On the semifinals, they edited it down to 10 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was longer than that, no?
Maybe less.
Really?
I was the number five top exit fail, which they had time for.
I missed
it. For exit fails.
Do they still do the vote you back in thing?
There's no voting because the thing wrapped.
They just
so
want stand-up. That's kind of a better way, you know, rather than, but voting back in.
No, but it would have been nice to be live only because it's hard to respond to things that are happening. And, you know, I had a joke, it got cut, which was about gun control. And I basically was just hedging my bet where I was like, "I bet you when this thing airs, we'll still be talking about gun control." I was, you know, I wish I wasn't correct, but was correct on.
Right.
And, you know, that's, we had to sort of, some people were smart, like Clayton, where he's talking about race stuff too, where he's like, you know, people are talking about race in the media. He's right, you know, but that's him trying to make a prediction for months in advance.
You can guarantee well, you can,
but you can't respond to your criticism. You can't respond to, you know, people on Twitter and all that kind of
well,
stuff.
Well, the point is, it doesn't matter how you do. It's just they're going to create the narrative the way they want. You know right. what I mean?
And but America's Got Talent is happening in real time. So
America's Got Talent.
You can adjust and respond to what people are saying.
That is true.
And make a joke about what's happening that week. You know, you can make
but
Trump
they will
jokes,
edit. It is happening. It's live
it's
or
live now,
live
to, so
okay.
They just, can't edit you out.
It's such a bummer because with stand-up, we all know that, like, you change one word in your set and the whole set's different.
Exactly.
And now they're changing chunks and order and everything.
Little tags that make a big difference.
Yeah. And also, is that the same order that people don't realize? That's not the same order sometimes that they see. They just let off with that guy on the show yesterday, but he may have not gone first.
Oh, my God. The one thing I was a little bit frustrated was I really did feel like I had the set of the night on my night.
The first one. And they kind of downplayed it, right?
Well, what happened was Clayton wasn't in my round. We were in a different round.
Different play.
So
and
they
go, said he
oh,
had
you
the
have
set
the set
night.
Of the night.
Right.
I had the set of my night. He had the set of his night. We were at different nights. But they gave it to him. But
they should call that show 20 Ways to Fuck Yeah. They really should.
Yeah,
they,
right.
They I mean, Clayton had a great set. I'm not taking away from that. But like...
He's
but
funny.
I had the set
he's
of the night of mine, I think.
All those guys are funny in their own way. I can make a case for any of them. You know, you just can.
Yeah, there's a
and
couple.
You can see... Well, there's a couple, but you can see why... You know, like,
yeah.
You could see why an audience would like them. And, you know, I'd say this to a lot of people, like, some guys are really, their jokes are perfect for television. Like, Mark Norman perfect television.
Oh, great.
No, really, the length, the setup punchline-esque of this. Some of these
they're
guys
hard
do
jokes.
Long bits, like the guy who's falling on the floor, that guy, you know.
Right,
you know,
right.
I don't know who that guy is. He's just not a good TV act, you know. You probably want to, but if you saw that guy live for 45, probably like howl at his physicality.
Yeah.
But on TV, it doesn't quite register unless you're in the room. So some you can make a case for a lot of people doing a lot of things, in my opinion. But I don't know. Some guys I'm just like, no, you know, out.
Right, but it seems so unfair. Like a guy like Dave Attell is funnier than Clayton English.
Of course.
Just hands down, I don't care what anybody says, he's funnier. But he would never advance. And that's why the show bugs me.
But really, at the end of the day, at the end of the show, other than the winner gets something.
Yes.
And you would think that would shake out into something. And over the years, it's probably 50-50. But
Mackie's doing well. You know, Mackie sells
the finals
because
they go in the tour.
It was fourth, yeah.
Yeah.
The tour's not bad.
If you can get to the finals, I think it's a good bump for your career, obviously.
It's like American Idol, too. American Idol, the winner of every American Idol hasn't really had a career.
The second place.
It's the second place or third place that does.
You want to come in like second or third.
Right.
There's something about that. Same thing with America's Got Talent. There was with exceptions there, but like... Because Terry Fader.
Well, they own you. In American Idol, they own all the things you do.
America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. I mean, Franco gave him two specials at NBC. So that one, I think they really put the full power of the network behind you.
Yeah.
So winning that is great. But on the other ones, like American Idol, it seems, or The Voice even, the winner of The Voice, I can't tell you, but it's like the runner ups that.
There's a lot of contractual stuff that goes with those winners, too. You have to get on the tour. You have to headline the tour.
I think my contract was 74 pages, 75 pages.
That's amazing. Like Tom Cotter, I know he spent like 6 months
in
Vegas.
Which I had to print out. Crazy. That was the Jewiest, the most depressing Jew part, was they were like, you have to print out the entire contract and send it back. And I was like, 75 pages.
That's a lot of ink.
That's a lot of ink. A lot of paper.
All right,
Sam actually went to his manager's office and made her print it.
Smart.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting too inside here.
Sorry about that.
Are
too inside?
Probably,
I don't think
bored
so.
Out of their mind.
Wide comedy... bored out of the mind? No. They have to watch.
Everybody's been watching all the shows,
okay,
right?
All right.
Although America's Got Talent is the most highly rated summer show by like a huge margin.
Ah,
20 million, 30 million viewers an episode.
Mm. Wow.
I think Last Comic gets about 5 million.
Well, that's good.
Which is still pretty good.
Pretty good.
Gary Veeder's about to be a household name.
Yeah. Oh, is he in?
He's on today,
still
right?
Still in there.
Yeah, he's on tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
America's Got Talent, killing it.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going far. He beat Kaplan.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, not yet, right? Because he... Or did he make it through to the semifinals?
Oh, I guess you're right.
He has to make it to the semifinals. He's at the... Now he's just make it one more round.
Yeah, how many are left now?
Is it like, in terms of comics? Gary's
No, I mean everybody. Like 30 or something like that?
I don't know. They're up to... Everybody's trying to move from the quarter to the semifinals. And then the finals, I think, is knocking it down to 10.
Yeah, he's going to be great for that, though. He has clean jokes, and his rhythm for that show is perfect.
There you go. There's a guy who's perfect.
And
for
his
that
response
show.
With the judges is great because he's been staying in character, which is great.
And he's owed me $40 for like 2 months, but I haven't asked him for it.
I think
he's
getting
married.
I think it's time.
Well, he's getting married, so I'm too scared. I'm like, he might need it for the wedding.
Yeah, but now he's got the AGT money.
Yeah.
If he wins,
he'll be headlining off
back,
of this for sure.
Yeah.
You got interest
yes.
now.
That's why I want him to win. I want that 40.
You should have put a 76 page in that contract.
Right? Fucking Veeder.
What's going on with you guys? I'm done. That's all I came in to talk about. No, my girlfriend's got questions for Mark Norman.
Oh.
Because she listens to
is the rash his?
How old are you, Mark Norman?
31.
There you go. She's also 31. I'll send you up with my girlfriend.
Have I met her? Because I tried to hook up with your other friend. Remember that?
Yeah, my friend, yes.
But I just wanted to sleep with her, and you didn't like that.
I don't care.
You seemed a little peeved.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, she's a great girl. I mean,
you see? Now it comes out.
I don't think she wants that either.
I just want to defile her.
Well, I think that's part of it. You do this on a lot of podcasts. So do you have... What's your... the other... Your interest in women, is it just for that, or do you actually want a girlfriend?
I love women. I love talking to women. I love hanging out with women. I love sleeping with women, but I'm too scared to get in a relationship. I panic. If I feel like I'm liking a girl and it's going well, I pull out immediately.
That's figuratively.
It's emotional issues.
Yes.
You got emotional issues. But you had a long-term relationship.
I had a 9-year girlfriend, so that's what I'm scared of, is getting back into that. So I can do it. But I'm just, you know, I'm like, I did my time. Let me live on the outside
like
for a while.
You're like a vet. Coming back.
Exactly. When that ended was after 9 years.
Oh, it was ugly, man.
That's like all your 20s, correct?
Whole 20s gone. High school sweetheart. The whole thing.
She moved up here for you?
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
I know.
Jesus.
At least she got 9 years out of it.
I gave her 9 years.
She had just moved up, and then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, it's over. Yeah. Welcome to New York.
Yeah. We
at least
you
gave
her
the New York experience.
Yeah. I showed her the falafel.
Is she still here, or she's down south?
She's still here. She's got my apartment, my old apartment.
Oh, she really fucked you.
Yeah, but I paid the rent for like a year out of guilt.
Oh, wow. That's a nice thing.
Thank you.
Schultz
Thank
is
you.
Doing the, did the same thing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's the first thing
I think it's a classy thing.
Yeah.
Just paying someone else's rent?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. I was bleeding money. I was fucking living on Joe List's couch.
Oh.
Yeah, it was brutal. God. He's a Samoan roommate. The guy's huge.
Indian.
Is he Indian?
Indian,
oh, he's
Indian.
All right, well, either way, he's fat.
Yeah.
So the three of you?
Yeah.
And he you lived on that couch?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
And Jason Cantor and Pat Dixon have the worst vibes in history. You know, they come in, it's just raining, dark cloud, you know.
Is that that's not the floor Joe Liz shit on.
No, that was a woman's apartment.
Oh, okay.
That was
Thank God.
Inside of a
Thank
shoe.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
There's still jizz on that couch, though.
Oh, yeah. From me and the
I've
Samoa.
Never sat on that couch.
You should never.
I'm never go in New
York. You will be pregnant.
Put a poncho down. Yeah.
So the girl's in New York still, or she got on with her life?
No, she lives in my old apartment still. She's dating a new guy. He seems like a real champ.
I assume not a comedian.
No.
Yeah, she got that out of her system.
He's like a real man.
Have you met him?
Job. No, I don't want to meet him. Oh. I've seen him on Instagram quite a bit.
Oh, you still follow her on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
You got to unfollow.
I got to unfollow.
You got to unfollow.
That doesn't seem healthy.
She did the thing where she went to, I'm saying too much, but she went to that Seinfeld. Remember when they did the Seinfeld living room?
The apartment, yeah.
Yeah, she went to that, took a bunch of pictures with him, and I was like, oh, that was for me. Because I'm a huge fan. She knows I'm a fan. I have all the box sets, and I think she wasn't, like, she liked the show, but she wasn't, like, a fan. Yeah. So I think that was a dig.
Very specific. She at-mentioned you in the thing?
Although you should have gone with her because the whole show is a comedian with his ex-girlfriend.
Ah, you're right.
So would it have worked?
Yeah. She wrote like the captions of the pictures like, hey, Mark Norman, not that there's anything wrong with that. Or something.
It's like I'm the master of your domain.
Yeah. She wrote, get out of my life. Yeah. But we're cool. We'll still text and stuff, but it's all business. Like, hey, you have mail here and hey, you ruined my life. You know, stuff like that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the same text.
Yeah. It's all very adult.
And she was from also New Orleans?
High school sweetheart, yeah. Wow. We got drunk together, had virginity together, the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a big one.
That's a lot. So I can see where it's coming the other way.
Sure. I mean, I was the mayor where the families knew each other. It was going to be marriage. Yeah.
Why didn't you pull a job? I mean, that's 9 years. Most people don't last.
I felt like I changed. I never got to really live it up. Mm-hmm. I'm so in love with comedy, and that was a problem. So, you know.
So this is it.
She didn't want you to do comedy anymore, or she wanted you to back off?
I think maybe back off. It takes up so much of your life, and you know, I was gone every night, then the road, and she worked in the day, so we'd see each other for like a half an hour, and then I'd be out of the door.
Right.
Can't really work.
Mm. Well, the quote I always said was, when I'm doing comedy, I feel like I'm cheating. When I'm with a girl, I feel like I'm cheating on comedy.
Yes, that's a good point.
If you don't spend a lot of time with somebody, like I should be doing writing or something like that or something going
comedy
on.
Comedy is sort of your first girlfriend.
Right, you know, like you're walking through the park with her and she's having the time of your life and you're just thinking, I got to work on that new tag. Shit.
Right, exactly.
And then you're like, my phone is, you can feel it vibrating, like that could be the stand, you know, like you start freaking out.
But
like,
she didn't understand those things. You got to just find the girl that understands, like my phone goes off, it could be a club.
I guess,
my manager. That's just showbiz.
Is that girl out there? Is that?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, look, the girl you that you're seeing, hey, is that?
Yeah.
It's working out, right?
Yeah, it's working out.
But you don't do a lot of stand-up. Joking.
Well, I try and limit the road. Let's put it that way.
Well, somebody put it well. I can't remember who said it. Some comic said that every girl wants to fuck Batman, but no one wants to date Batman.
That's true.
And that's kind of how it is as a comedian. They're like, oh, look at that sexy guy up there. And then you're like, all right, so I'll never see you.
No, if I was on the road every weekend, that would be tough. But you know what? Football coaches... Same thing. They go through the same. You know, there's a lot of professions that have the same thing. Even flight attendants, you know, they have the same thing.
See, I think the Batman thing is wrong. I think everybody wants to fuck Superman, and then they realize they have to date Clark Kent. I think that's the issue.
But Clark Kent's around.
Yeah.
True. But he's an awkward reporter versus a superhero.
That's a good point. We are awkward and weird. We're not as fun as that guy up there.
Right. We're Superman for 15 minutes, but then off stage we're like, oh, I got to work on this joke.
Yeah,
I got to do this thing. And
Right. That's a good point.
Well, when Russ Menevoy said he had superpowers, you know, when he was on stage, and that's why he loves it so much, because he has that. That's what gives him his superpower to get all the girls. Is that how you feel as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. And they're always bummed out when at the end, like off stage, you know, I'm sitting there quietly and they're like, what's going on with you? I'm like, this is the real me.
Right. Yeah.
But Russ Meneve has that great joke, which I relate to, where he's, I can't remember how the joke goes, but he's basically on a date and he goes, just, are you going to fuck me? Because I got a sure thing waiting. So just let me know now so I can pick her.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how my life has been going. But yeah.
That's good.
It's so fun. I'm living it up in New York. I feel like I'm 31, so I'm trying to just rail through as many cunts as I can before I where I hit like, you know.
If this 40. Doesn't get you laid.
Yeah, this sort of sound. See, that's where it turns for my girlfriend when she hears this. Like, you're a nice guy. Like, what does it always turn into? Like, are you getting even for the 9 years?
No, I don't get that whole, why can't I be a nice guy and slay a bunch of puss? I'm not a misogynist. I love women. I want to fuck them. I don't get, why is there that weird gray area where you're like, oh, what a creep. We're all creeps. Some guys just pull it off.
It just sounds.
We all want to do it. It just sounds bad.
Right.
I know.
You could just like blink it. Like, we know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay. All right. Well, I figure we're all adults here.
No, we are. I'm answering questions for.
But the women don't like it. They don't like the curt talk.
That's right.
You know, they want you to finesse.
That's right. But you're a comic first, so yeah.
Are you honest with them though? A lot of the times,
no,
no.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well, there's also probably
that's a problem. That's
they
a problem.
Probably get that after a while.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What's the? I get it now. Get well, they hate you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: what's the move to get out? You're dating somebody, and then you're like, that's it.
Not answer the text messages.
Not answering the text.
Oh, you ghost?
I ghost, and I give them the whole like, I'm scared of commitment. This is a new one I pulled, and I'm not proud of this, but. I met this girl at the train wreck after party. I hope she never hears this because she was a feisty wop.
really? See, you didn't have to say that part, did
well,
you?
I'm
just
Italian
said
too.
All right.
So she was like a real, like, you know, Italian broad, like, right. You know, like out of a Scorsese, like Bronx family.
She had the earrings.
Hoop earring, yeah, the, like yeah. The weird kinky black hair, you know. And I met her at the party. We go out on one date. We bang all night. It was like a perfect date, wild date. I really wined and dined her. And then I was like, I was not. She was super annoying. Like, what? She was like Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny, like that kind of chick. Like, what? You don't like waffles? Get the fuck out of here. Like, she was super loud. Right. It was awkward. But she was hot. And we had sex. And then the next day, I was like, I never want to see her again. That was brutal. And she kept texting me. And I go, look, you're not going to believe this, but I just talked to a girl I slept with 2 weeks ago. Turns out she's pregnant, and she's going to keep it. So I got to kind of deal with that. And she's like, well, we can't date. I'm like, well, I'm a father now, so I don't think I should be dating. And now I'm going even further with this lie than I would have had to have.
Now you
got to
get a pregnant chick to fucking hang out with her.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm walking around with Melissa from the cellar. You know? Just hoping the baby doesn't come out as black. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Why go to the elaborate...
Why create such a ruse?
Do you like doing it? This is so subliminally you like going to the elaborate ruse?
No, it's actually a lot of work, and it's a lot of upkeep. But for some reason to me, that's easier. I don't know what it is. It's easier. And because I don't come off as the bad guy.
But when it comes out, if she ever finds out, God forbid, listens to this podcast, like, yeah, it's going to be worse, isn't it? So why can't you say, hey, we got a great night, but I don't know, and just like that.
Yeah, but if she texts you now and finds out, don't respond to her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the clear.
I think you don't respond.
I think we should be encouraging the behavior of towards Lenny aside.
No, you're right. You're
well,
right.
I'm just asking why.
I'm not interested anymore. But like,
they're getting more and more elaborate. Obviously, he's got. Yes. I mean, it's brilliant in some crazy, twisted.
Thank you.
In like an evil
villain kind of way. Yeah. Yes.
Lex Luthor.
It's funny. Right. You on stage, you're Superman. You get off, you're an evil villain.
You're the Joker. You're literally the Joker.
I think I'd be the Joker on stage. Yeah.
Well, he was funny in the movies, so he could really just be the Joker. It's
true.
Fine. He was a performer in some way.
Yeah.
But yeah, instead of going to the elaborate lie, if you went to like blunt truth, because you are a direct person, obviously. So if you just went, look, we had a great night. I think that's it. What would that do?
Well, I think if you bang a gal and then don't shut it down, it gets pretty rough.
Rough?
Well, what it gets pretty ugly. Like, fuck you, you piece of shit. You just fuck me
on the phone.
On the phone.
So this is you're just eliminating one bad phone call.
Yes,
I think you should just save the phone call and then you can use that as art. I think it's in our
maybe. Yeah,
you might be able to do.
And you could also, if she gets mad, just be like, well, would you prefer the alternative where I invent a pregnant girlfriend that doesn't exist?
No, you're both correct.
Interesting.
Just that one awkward phone call to me isn't worth the elaborate ruse.
Have you ever got a stalker that just shows up to your shows after?
One chick, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to shut that down.
How'd you handle that one?
Well, it was tough because she would bring me cookies.
Is this the owl girl?
Yeah, the owl chick.
Owl girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I love owl girl.
Yeah, like I would go, she would look at my calendar and then she would show up to the stand or wherever at like 6 p.m. and bring a bunch of cookies and leave notes. And then she'd be like, I came by, but I was too scared to see you, but I'll be in the audience watching you. And I'm like, eating the cookies, like, well, this is weird. You know?
You brought the cookies and we're all like, these could have poison in them.
Well, yeah,
that's why would you eat random cookies? I'm a stalker.
Well, if she really liked me, she wouldn't want to kill me. I guess she could be crazy.
It could be a Romeo and Juliet thing.
Is that why she's the owl girl? Because you were just sitting watching?
No, she brought a stuffed owl. and I gave it to Bobby Kelly because he has a kid.
Which also could contain poison.
That's true.
So. It's probably got a little camera in it. It was supposed to be watching. Now it's watching some little kid somewhere. And what's your story, Harris? Are you, I'm thinking you're the other way. You're just so nice. If you have to break up with somebody, it's probably so nice. It's the nicest way to go.
Yeah, I'm always scared of it, but I try to be really honest and try to just be like, yeah, like this was great, and I just, yeah, it's not working.
And how do they take it?
Phone or text? Like call or text?
I try to do it in person if I can.
Whoa. There you go. And it's probably just
older
and okay.
Calls than you, Mark.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Way more.
Yeah. But so what's the result?
Usually they stay friends.
What?
Boom.
What?
Maybe I'll try this.
Yeah.
Have you ever, now, you have this advantage where you could do like the maybe I am gay.
I just text him. I've tried the other side. I like it better. I've never tried it, but I could.
If I were you, I would have done that.
Yeah, I would definitely done
You're
that.
You're an endless supply of excuses that you could possibly angle.
Oh, yeah. It's a shitty talent because I can't use it for good.
You could actually use it as a service. I think people could call you. What do you think? I'll just lay out the scenario and then go to see Mark Norman.
I do that with my friends
all
the
Mark
time.
Mark fucking another dude. He's like, I'm just trying to get out of a relationship with a girl. This isn't gay.
Right.
He'll try anything he can.
Yeah, like Sam Morril will text me like, my agent gave me this. How do I get out of it? And I'll just make up a lie right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
As George Costanza says, if you believe it, it's not a lie.
That's right. And I think that's, can I tell you something? I think that's how OJ pulled off.
I think you're right.
That's how most criminals, I think. Yeah. When they say they're innocent, really they really believe they're innocent.
You have to get to that place.
Yeah, he was a sociopath.
And I think it could be done. Yeah.
Totally. Like, I feel guilt, so that's how I know I'm not a sociopath. Also, when people call me a sociopath, it hurts my feelings, which also means I'm not a sociopath. Fun fact.
I don't know. I think if we called Charles Manson crazy, it would hurt his feelings.
You think?
I think he'd be like, why? Why would you say that?
No, I don't think so.
I think you'd go because of the swastika on your forehead.
Yeah.
You weirdo.
I think he'd be like, fuck you, it's a good thing I'm behind bars or I'd kill you right now. I think that's what he would
potentially
say. Yeah. Mm. Scopo, what about you?
I have a girlfriend.
And?
So.
What? Yeah. And everything is hung. You live together?
No, we don't live together. I can't do that for a while.
No, can I just say this?
Do that.
One time I was walking down Sullivan Street and I saw Scopo chewing out a woman on his phone for, I don't know, 30 minutes. And I walked on the other side of the street and avoided them.
Dude, a mom or girlfriend?
She has the ability to just fucking nag and nag until I just explode.
You were fucking livid.
And then why are you yelling at me? Like, you fucking drove me to this point. And now I'm yelling.
I mean, it was scary. I was like, what the fuck? I told you that. You said that. I was like,
This podcast is going to be Exhibit A in a murder trial.
Yeah, right?
That has got to be the worst thing when you walk down the street and you see somebody just losing their shit. You don't even know whose side to take.
I went around the corner because I was like, hoping no one sees me around here. And then the next day he texts me.
I was on a date and I was like holding the girl like, I know that guy. Keep going. But yeah, we've all been there. Every guy has been in that situation where you're just like, you fucking cunt, I'll kill you. You know, and you throw the phone or punch a wall.
That's bad. When you go punch a wall.
Yeah, I've never been really
a wall puncher. I've punched
never
walls,
punched a wall.
There you go.
I kind of sprained my hand punching a wall. Mm-hmm. So we had a house.
That's why I don't punch the wall.
We had a college house, and the house was shitty, and everything was like, you know, you'd punch right through it.
Right.
And I happened to punch the fucking exact point where it was a metal bar.
You got the stud.
That right in the fucking in my hand.
I think every guy's house I've ever been in like their 20s, like when they were single and off campus, anything that has a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we had multiple holes in the
wall. For different reasons. One was girlfriend, two was like the Giants. You know what I mean? Like some sports.
Yours was a glory hole.
That's a high hole.
Yeah. You got to punch low.
Yeah. Yeah. Never been a wall punch, never been a phone thrower. My friends will get drunk and throw their phone. I'm like, well,
why would you do
that's
that?
$200 right there or whatever.
No, I won't throw my phone.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's out of control.
But that's passion, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, people break their phones at this point. Broken phone? Anybody with a broken screen on their phone?
I got right
broken?
Here.
Broken?
Yep.
Oh, broken. It's like having a Puerto Rican girlfriend.
I always go two out of four at the table.
Broken. He's got a broken phone.
Really? Three. Everybody?
No, I'm good. Three.
That's the joke in my act. It's like having mine is clean.
Oh, so
it's like having a Puerto Rican girlfriend. It's fine most of the time, but eventually cuts your face.
Yep.
It's a great joke. Oh, nice. Joke.
I like that.
Well, that's not brave.
That was the craziest thing. Norm was saying, why is he calling himself brave? And I'm like, I wasn't. Roseanne said it.
That bugs me, yeah.
He also said, because at the end of the episode, I go, all right, I guess I'm going to have to keep doing my strongest material. And he wrote on the thing, like, you should be doing your strongest material from the beginning. I was like, that's what I said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of out of context weird
thing. Did you meet
him
face to face? Like, did personal? Instead of on a stage?
No, you're not allowed to meet the judges or talk to judges at all during the competition.
Did they get any scouting report on anybody beforehand? You've never worked with him? You don't know anybody's...
No.
It's weird.
Wow. As far as I know.
It's very weird.
I met him at the cellar months later, and he just, like, kind of ignored me. I went up right after him. Huh. Murdered.
Damn. Ouch. He really does have it out for you.
I guess so. I don't know. Beyond... I still think he's a great comic.
Oh, he can't deny that. I mean, Cosby's still a great comic.
It may not be his biggest strength.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Roofying.
Sociopath.
Yeah. Or Jared Fogle. He wasn't a bad pitchman for Subway.
Sure.
Let's talk about that.
While he was in his groove.
Yeah. The sales went way up once Jared was introduced.
That's right.
It was a big deal.
But what do you think it's going to do now?
I got to tell you, I'm not one of the... I can separate the art from the molesto and...
he didn't have any art, though. He just fucking lost weight.
That's true. But, like, I walk by Subway and I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
Oh, no.
Because
I think that's going to be abnormal.
What do you mean?
I think people will walk by Subway and go, no, not for a while.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
no. Oh, I disagree.
I'll still eat Subway.
You're not going to eat Jell-O?
Eat Jell-O.
I'll eat Jell-O, but Subway's gross.
No, Subway, chocolate pudding. I think it's a face to that.
When you see his face in the window.
You see his face.
Oh, then, yeah.
Oh, well,
no,
that's
but you
great.
Also, like, you see, he's so entrenched with Subway. That's been their campaign for 15 years.
Yeah.
See his house?
No.
And they raided it? Oh, my.
Huge.
Mansion.
Oh,
he's got a mansion.
Yeah.
He had to pay. I was looking little research for today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
$1.4 million in restitution to 14 people. So they each get 14 kids or whatever. They each get $100,000. And then, you know, but the charges on him are just range. That was part of the plea deal.
He admitted to some of the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be doing, like, I think one of them, like sex with a minor, could cost him up to 20 years. This is some leeway. The judges have like 5 to 20 years, you know, on leeway.
Yeah, was it sex or just pornography?
I read different things on the one article, but it said like some of the charges were like...
He's going to get a foot long in prison.
So the cover of the Daily News today.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm doing fucking headline jokes.
There was a great tweet about somebody saying it continues his obsession with being in smaller pants.
Oh, that's good.
Not my line, but great line.
Child porn max 20 years, sex with a minor 30 years.
Woo!
They asked for a plea deal of 5 to 12 and a half years in prison with the plea deal, but I don't think that includes the child porn charge and the sex with a minor. Anyway, his wife divorced him almost immediately after hearing this. And, the wife didn't know what was going on? A 3-year-old.
The wife had no idea?
The wife had no idea.
Wow.
And why would you... If you had even an inkling of an idea...
Oh, they'll stay with you. You never know.
Well, this is like the Cosby wife thing.
Exactly.
Where it's like, she knew.
She's behind him.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but Cosby's got a lot more money.
I think that's... what do you think about that, Mark, as far as women? Because, I mean, if Cosby's wife almost concerns me in a different way more than Cosby himself.
Well, you have to remember, she's his manager.
Oh, she is.
So that's probably... It's all a business move, I think. Yeah.
But she could divorce him and get millions of dollars.
That's true.
From different angles.
No, you're right.
But she's got to be... I don't even know.
Well, let me ask you this about pedophilia.
Sure. I'll answer any question you have.
Is Jared fucking little girls or little boys?
That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
I was like, why do they always fuck little boys?
Yeah. And like,
what's the deal with that?
Do pedophiles who fuck little girls make fun of little boys?
Yeah, like, at least I'm not gay, dude.
Yeah, like, come on, you fag.
Yeah.
Jeez, fuck a little pussy.
I fuck little girls, not little boys.
Yeah, I've always wondered that.
Yeah, you never hear about like them touching little girls. Always little boys.
Yeah.
Like, what is the deal with even the guy from Penn State?
Do you think
all little boys?
Right.
Yeah.
But that was also what he had access to, right? Because Sandusky was in a locker room with boys.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
That's why Woody Allen is so brilliant. He was fucking girls.
Oh my God.
Or one girl, and she was Asian. So imagine how tight she was. Yeehaw!
Mark makes it seem glamorous when he tells it.
Wow.
All right, so who's worse? Who's worse? If you, in order of worse, Jared Fogle, Lance Armstrong, Paula Deen, OJ, Michael Vick, Tiger Woods.
Wait, what did Lance Armstrong do?
He lied. He
made a billion dollars.
He fucked a lot of people over. He was
he ruined people's careers.
If you say anything, I will kill you, basically.
Yeah.
I will threaten your life.
I will ruin your life.
Yeah.
He threatened people's lives bad.
But also raised a ton of money for cancer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll put him at the bottom.
We can put him at the bottom for the cancer. That was good work. Livestrong.
We got Paula Deen. These are people who have been in Paula the news
Deen,
for Harlem.
I mean, just racism, no, sure, but she didn't murder or molest anybody.
Yeah, she's two.
She's two.
No, I'd say Paula Deen's behind Lance.
That's what I mean.
Lance
that's what they're saying as well.
Okay. So that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, so she's lower. So racist is lower than...
She didn't directly
she just said something racist,
anybody.
But he was threatening people's lives
and well-being.
I'll sue you. You'll never work again.
And she's been cooking for the Negro for years. You know?
Yeah, she gives back.
She gives back.
Yeah.
You could say African American if you want.
Oh, come on.
All right. So, speaking of African Americans, OJ on the list and Michael Vick. And
I mean, Michael Vick
Tiger
is
Woods.
Below OJ because Vick,
be
Vick was dogs. Yeah. OJ was
a
people.
We got any dog lovers here? It depends on who you talk to. Like, I know some dog loving people who would be like,
dogs.
Put him at the top.
I love dogs, but OJ's got to be one.
What?
He's the headliner.
I agree.
Yeah. OJ's got to be
murdered.
One.
He killed a white woman,
he killed two people.
Right.
Two people.
Yeah.
He's never proven.
He's running in conjunction with Jared Fogle, I think.
No, Fogle's giving orgasms. There's got to be one kid out there who liked it. I mean, statistically speaking.
What's your pitch if you're Jared to the kid? I'm the Subway guy.
Yeah, I guess. I think you go up with a piece of bread and open it and your dick's in it.
Do you give him like a $30 card to Subway? Here you go.
This meat is real.
Do you want olives on that? Do you want the whole thing? Put together the sandwich yourself.
Yeah, I'll give you a banana pepper.
That's a horrible story this
that's
week.
That's not Southwest.
So OJ was one.
I don't know what we finally did.
That's
we
a good
decide
question.
From bottom up. Is that what we decided?
Well, okay.
Tiger Woods cheating on his wife is lower.
Oh, that's fine. What about Cosby? No Cosby in there?
Oh, right. Cosby as well.
Jeez,
sorry,
Louise.
I missed one. Okay, what do you want to do?
Again, Cosby was
way
he
in
raping?
At home, people.
Yes.
He was raping.
He was drugging
raping.
Them and then raping
drugging
them.
Drugging and raping.
Like, he was banging them.
Yeah.
So what does he use? Lube? He must. You can't get in that dry
that's
cave.
That's a good
question. Question.
He was giving them Quaaludes. We know that.
Yeah, that I know. But
is it a good question? We say that. That's a good question. I don't know if it's a good question, but it is a question. So which
for all
is
the
worse?
Fellow
him
rapists
or
who are listening, they want to know.
He raped 40 people, and this guy raped.
Allegedly,
and raped 14 children. So which is worse?
14 children or 30 women?
I think raping the children's
worse. Children's worse.
The children's worse.
Right. You're
a little bit worse.
Scarring them. These women are going to get paid.
Okay, so we got OJ at the top. You got Jared Fogle next, and you got OJ.
No, then you got Vic. Wouldn't it be Vic? OJ's number one. Jared, two.
Sorry, OJ.
Jared Cosby.
Jared
Cosby.
Cosby.
Then
Vic.
Vic.
Armstrong.
Armstrong. Dino.
And then
Tiger
Woods.
Tiger Woods
at the bottom.
Tiger Woods.
That's right, Tiger Woods, yeah.
Because he's sort of living the Mark Norman lifestyle.
Yeah, except I can't putt.
Neither can he lately.
That's what I've been hearing, yeah.
Wait, is Paula Deen worse than Tiger Woods?
No. I think Dean's fine. Well, shit. Because Tiger Woods really didn't...
He didn't hurt anything here. His wife.
He hurt his wife.
But she made a fortune.
Paula Deen was, like, pretty racist.
Was she?
Using the N-words, not really.
Yeah, but, you know, she's from a different time. Oh, boy.
Well, she didn't hurt anybody.
I don't think black people hate Paula Deen. Deepu, you're brown.
Trot seems to like her.
Well, that girl on your show did the on last coming did that very pretty funny stand up like the price of her pot, you know, her pots.
Oh, Miss Pat.
Yeah, Miss Pat.
Love Miss Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a character.
Did some joke about, you know, the pots used to be really expensive to buy. So she loves to cook. Buy Paula Deen's pots, and then when she got in all this trouble, the pots went down to like $20.
Yeah, I was.
She says, why can't Rachel Ray get in trouble?
You know? Exactly.
Not bad.
I was just impressed because you have to submit all your jokes to lawyers and network and all that stuff. And the jokes that I was allowed to say during the tapings, I was very impressed with what they never showed it, so I guess I shouldn't be that impressed. But they let me do an HIV joke. They let me do all sorts of stuff. Those jokes, which are pretty edgy. I think that's why they had to air the show at 10.
Yeah, but they cut them.
But then they cut them, right?
Yeah, they're full of shit.
Right?
They did that for the audience, and they probably had your narrative already. So I really do think they have it all planned beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
And within a range of...
They know who they want.
They know who
the
they
type
want.
Of people they want,
exactly.
I should say.
They're rooting for certain people to get it, and when it's in the range of acceptability, they'll just go, Harrison or Buh or that. All right, let's go. But Harrison will be great for the show and the taping. You know, like, I do think it's more calculated than you think, but...
Is there a top 10 now or top 20? Because a lot of people got
top
through 10. Last night.
No, five
we're down
people.
To 10.
Was
I was like, how to get down to 10?
It goes from... Normally in the show, it goes from 100 to 40, 40 to 25, 25 to 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then 10 slowly down.
They skipped a week there, and they
so
just
they
went
go from
100
to 40, 40 to 10, which is a gigantic cut.
Oh, yeah.
And then 10 to 5 in one episode, because they're going to do head-to-heads. And then 5 to 1. One episode cuts from 5 comics to 1.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Wow.
Nice.
Which also
well, they always
did
5-1. They were the last one was always 5 performing live, and then it was
yeah.
1.
Right, but you've seen them a bunch over the series. If you win, you get to do 4 sets on TV. If they show every minute of your sets,
yeah.
you get 3.5 minutes times 4.
12.
Wow, 12 that's minutes. Nothing.
12 plus 2. You get 14 minutes total. Mm-hmm.
A 12-minute comic could headline is headlining now.
14 minutes.
Which is what Felipe Esparza was,
right.
Schlesinger, and so on.
I'm 2 minutes short.
Rodman, brutal act. I vote for him for a couple times because we did the same year. The audience hated him. He would do the same shit he did on TV.
Right.
And then he would charge $50 a picture.
Ooh. Oh,
$50.
I've seen that move, and I feel like it's just the worst.
Wait, $50 a picture for what?
To take a picture with him.
Just
to serious?
Take a picture. Yeah,
was it
like
one of those
iPhone.
Polaroids?
iPhone.
An iPhone?
Yeah, he's like, whoa, oh I need $50. So people have to go to the ATM, take a fucking iPhone. I mean, it's crazy.
If
like,
someone
like keep your friends.
If someone like that said that, I would be like, go fuck yourself.
But what's the life expectancy of that baloney?
Well, he could be a good comic. It's his great credit. You could ride that.
I think if you're more likable, take pictures for free. Everyone be like, oh, this is a nice guy. I'll come back and see him next
I don't
time
know.
He's
I think
around.
It's just a wheel that
yeah.
goes around.
I mean, I remember Patton Oswalt was the exact opposite. He's like, I have these posters for sale. They're $10. 100% of the profit goes to charity. Like, that's a classy.
Yeah, but he has money.
Yeah, but well, he's not going to charge you for. He was like, if you want to take a picture with me, donate $10 to charity.
Right,
that's kind of.
Right.
Oh, if you go with Jim or Bob or anywhere, Bobby's not charging for a picture
yeah.
with Bob.
No, he doesn't charge for pictures. Yeah. Posters, they're different.
Bobby Kelly.
Well, this merch.
You do have to
merch
pay for
merch.
A phone. You do have to pay for a phone that can do a panorama.
Oh right, wide view. Yeah,
wide
yes,
view.
Yes, panorama.
Yeah, Bobby will meet everybody after a show.
That's how it should be.
Yeah,
they paid to see you perform.
They're
the least you could do is say hi.
Right, yeah. right.
Interesting. All right, Norman, I'm going to give you a list of hot chicks.
Oh jeez.
Oh boy,
I got weird taste.
What's
I
your
should,
number one
you
hot chick going on right now in the world?
Oh,
and then
boy.
I'll add these three, and you tell me if I can
number
beat
one. I got weird taste. Who
but there's so many like models we don't really know about
yeah.
that you see. They're
yeah,
so
but, okay,
hot.
So give me one that you do know about that the audience would know, I guess.
I like that Selma Hayek.
There you go.
Oh.
All right.
I think she peaked in From Dusk Till Dawn. That is like the greatest.
Oh, my God.
That she's stripping part.
Still looks
whoa.
Good, but that was unreal.
That was the best.
All I right. had a really big crush on What's-Her-Name in True Detective this year.
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
Oh, she's pretty, yeah.
She
pretty.
Was really good in this.
She was good.
Really she's
like
really nice.
True
she took a free picture with me. She didn't charge me for a picture.
She did?
I met her way back in the day.
She charged you for a picture?
No, she didn't. I'm saying she took a picture because that's what you do.
Wow.
I said, can I take a picture? She was like, oh, I got $50 out of an ATM. Well, yeah. I would have applauded that because that would have been a hell of a story.
And she's funnier than Rodman.
In True Detective.
Yeah. Oh, this Rodman's going to come after me.
He is. He's going to come after
me.
Oh, boy. All right, so Selma Hayek, do you have a girl out there that's your number one? This way, it changes every 2 years,
it changes
right?
all the time.
Well, yeah, Selma Hayek's been around for a while, so this has been
I
a
mean,
while.
I just can't think of one, but that's she popped. Right. I like Penelope Cruz.
I mean,
I like
when
Angel
I was younger,
Julie.
Michelle Trachtenberg was like my big.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you'd say RuPaul.
Scopo?
Wow, number one. I don't know. I got to think. I don't think.
Deep
Allison Brie?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm top.
Who's the chick from Guy Code? I love her. Melanie Iglesias.
I don't want
right.
that.
You can just tell me.
Yeah, she's really hot.
I'm still thinking about those hot chicks, the royal bathers from Coming to America still.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus Christ. You got to get a bath.
That's a deep cut.
That's a throwback. You haven't
good
come
Lord.
Out anything within 30 years of... all right.
Do you have porn at home?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you familiar with...
You just look it up.
Deepu's got a VCR.
Here's one that drives my girlfriend crazy right now. This is my... I always have one a year,
uh-huh.
and I just tease her with it, and you just get that look, you know? But it's Margot Robbie. You know Margot
Robbie? Yes.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
The scene where she came out in Wolf of Wall Street.
Let's do that. Can we do another take? My girlfriend's going to listen to this. So let's do another take and really downplay it when I say it in case you want to...
All right.
So mine is Margot Robbie.
Yeah. What a whole
movie.
She's all right. Okay. But yeah, she was in Wolf of Wall Street, and it was just amazing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And now she's in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
She's Harley Quinn,
really?
Which is one of the hottest comic book characters of all time.
She was on the day after this happened. Like, I think when she came on screen in Wolf of Wall Street, I went, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And my girlfriend can't hear anything, but she can hear that.
Yeah.
You gasped.
That
you know,
scene
like,
where he's on the floor and she's got her shoe on his face.
Yeah. Like, come on, daddy.
Oh, my God.
Geez.
I was just imagining that labia.
There you go.
holy hell.
I mean, there are some girls who are so hot it almost makes you angry.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, are you serious?
Yeah.
That exists.
You're not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go with this list. What do you think? Okay, so all you have Margot Robbie, you've got Selma Hayek.
Maybe Alison Brie?
Alison Brie.
Who's that? Okay, Community?
Community?
Oh, yeah.
She is super hot.
Scopo, it needed time to actually think about this. Very ridiculous.
And you know who was
over Deepu went for somebody for 30 years ago. Yeah. How does Kelly deal with you? Really? Got no girl in the top of your head?
How about the Instagram chicks? Like the workout chicks?
Fine.
They're all smoking hot.
They're very hot.
Yes. You got
Michelle
one.
Lewin.
Okay.
Michelle smoking Lewin. Hot.
There you go.
Yep. Nobody knows who that is.
You're jerking off to Instagram.
I mean, you could.
Okay, can any of these three beat Maria Sharapova?
Not anymore.
How about not for me.
This is the hot... She was in this girl, Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yeah.
No idea.
She was in Gone Girl, but she's also the Blurred Line Girl.
She was also in Entourage, the movie.
Very attractive.
Shit. I saw Gone Girl.
She had nice tits.
Very hard
Gone
to spell her last name.
Not ringing a bell.
Well, Norman's laid his...
Sorry.
I'm going to read a couple of Norman tweets.
Oh, what are you... Oh, Scarlett Johansson is
when she's in Avengers. Oh, she looks so hot in Avengers.
That body suit.
Elizabeth Olsen's not too bad either.
Who's that?
She's the Scarlet Witch in the Avengers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's hot.
All right.
Megan Fox is single.
Oh, she's very attractive.
That's right.
Yeah. She just, actually, who plays... what's her name? Gemma Atkinson. She's Agent Carter.
Yes.
She is unbelievably hot.
She's very pretty. Yes.
Mm. Like an attainable British way.
Well, the accent. What do you think about the... You like accents?
I love a good accent.
No? Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to
me. Is Margot Robbie... Australia. She Australian?
Australia.
Oh, it's even better.
Yeah. Boy, what a bod.
She's like 22, I think, or 23. She's young.
You know what I think is hot? That everyone's going to kick me in the balls. Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, I love that schnoz. Everybody's like,
interesting.
Those eyes.
The schnoz.
He's got a weird face. I like a real mug.
She'd hang out in the 40s with gangsters, like the gun malls.
I like a Sarah Jessica Parker.
There you go.
Amanda Peet.
Oh, Amanda Peet, yes.
He's got that gap. I love that gap.
It's funny because you don't get the odd look anymore. It's very rare. You know.
Well, Kristen Ritter.
That's true.
She has on Breaking Bad and stuff, she's very hot, but
very
unique.
Hot. Nah, who's the chick on the first season of True Detective with the huge cans that Woody Harrelson was banging?
Oh, Alexandra Daddario or something?
She was something.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What a dime.
And the best tweet was Barack Obama was like watching True Detective, so she replied and said, "The president just saw my boobies."
Oh! that takes her up a peg.
Yeah. So she's funny, too.
All right. I don't know what we have left. We have a couple of minutes left.
There
you go. Perfect. So, look, Harrison, what's coming up? Let's go with what's coming up. And what do you got in the works? You have a lot of stuff in the works, right?
Yeah, some projects.
But one is like a real go. Can we talk about it? Or
not yet, because we have none of the paperwork in.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a little bit excited about the Twitter feud? Because it kind of gives buzz, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's...
Okay.
What is it?
All
news is good news.
Yeah, right.
Did you get a bunch of followers off it?
I got a bunch of Twitter followers, a bunch of people who've seen my work. I mean, I feel like I haven't had that much exposure in my career, so it's been nice to get a little bit.
Sure.
Bad press is good press. All right, anything else you want to plug, or how about your website?
At Harrison Comedy is my Twitter. HarrisonGreenbaum.com is my website.
Okay. Norman?
Hey, check me out on the Twitter, at Mark Norm, and I'm coming around to some clubs. I'll be at Stress Factory on the 27th to the 29th, and then Sacramento Punchline on the 4th and through 6th.
And your kid, congrats.
Ballin' Norman.
Yeah. Molotov on the baby.
Yes, thank you.
We don't know what it is yet.
I'm giving that thing up.
I love this tweet, Norman. I'm a little worried because I can't remember how Still Alice ends.
No one got that, but thank you.
Oh, I called somebody out one time over your tweet.
Oh, really?
You tweeted something earlier in the day, and then this guy literally, the same exact thing on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, dude, stop
copying
Mark Norman's tweets.
Jeez.
And then he unfollowed me.
Whoa!
Yeah.
He befriended
me on Twitter.
Well, I appreciate that.
Bizarre story as well.
Fat Jew. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, we didn't get into that.
You know what's funny about the Fat Jew? And I'll just quickly wrap it up with that.
You're talking about Big J?
The Fat Jew who makes a lot of money off of that thing. But if you notice, like, it's not, no Jews came to his rescue. You know, they were just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying any other race gets into trouble for whatever they're doing.
It's a good point.
And then there's, you know, the NAACP, everybody's like, oh no, he was innocent. Fat Jew screwed people. They're like, he was in the wrong. Done. Never heard one person defend this guy.
His career is over now, right?
I hope.
He can't come back.
Hopefully he socked it away because he was making like $6,000 a tweet. or something like that. If he tweeted something about your company,
Seamless
which is,
dropped him, and
they did?
Comedy Central dropped him.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
LeBron James gets if he tweets your company, you get 100. He gets 140 million for that tweet.
No,
I mean not a million. 140,000.
Sorry, 140,000 a tweet.
He'd be a billionaire.
For everything he does. So
the fat Jewish. I would like to fight the guy. He's the only guy I'd like to actually fight. I hate him. Well, they say he walks around Chelsea. Stealing.
Did he steal any one of your
Oh,
jokes?
He's a New Yorker?
No.
He's still Ben. Do you know Ben Rosen?
Ben Rosen and
he's
Sam. Sam Morril.
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Terrible.
Skinny Jewish. He just changed his name to Skinny Jew.
Right, no, but right. Ted Alexander just, you know those weird
some
old
e-cards.
Time, what are those? Yes, some e-cards. Yeah. And somebody took one of his and put it on the some e-card.
But like, the problem with some e-cards is that there's also a way to just submit any joke. Anybody can make one. So
That's
it might
true.
Not be coming from them, which is the problem.
Well, it's not coming from Ted. You know what I mean?
Right, but it could be just some like random dude using the website to make it, as opposed to the website putting it up.
They do that to me, too.
I'm not sure. If it's the website, it's screwed up.
Oof. Yeah. That's bad.
And check out my podcast, Tuesday with Stories. Thank you.
Yeah. How is that? Who's your partner on that, by the
Joe
way?
Joe List.
Oh, that's you and Joe List in the picture on the...
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell it was Joe.
He'll be in the semifinals next week on Last Comic Standing.
Right.
So
he's
tune in on
well.
And he is touted as like, they were really high on Joe
they
List.
They really
like him. Norm loves him, which is odd.
There you go.
Yeah. But he's got a half hour special coming out. He's doing great.
He's doing great.
Killing it this year.
And you guys, what's Scobo? Tell me anything that I should know about. Bob will be back next week.
Bobby will be back next week. We have a new studio.
Oh, yeah. What is going on with that? I'm not, by the way, I'm not in the studio. Robert gave me
no
advance warning on my guests.
We're at the table right now.
I don't get the studio.
we have a new, everything is revamped, made it bigger, painted it, got a new desk.
Very nice.
A lot of good things. We got a new mixer. It's like a professional place up there.
Deepu, excited about that? You'll actually get like an area to work?
Yeah, it's a beautiful studio, and you should definitely check it out. Next week's episode on YouTube, youtube.com/YKWD podcast.
Is this one on anywhere eventually?
Yes, this will be out Sunday night on that same YouTube channel.
We're not live right now, though.
Yeah.
Can't go live down here.
Well, you can go to LennyMarcus.com. My new CD just dropped.
Ooh, what's it called?
Vegan Cupcakes.
Vegan Cupcakes.
Nice.
And
those are your actual family members on the cover.
That's my niece and nephew, yeah.
They're
on it. Yeah. And Lenny Marcus NYC is my Twitter. And I have a short film coming out soon called The Walker. Hopefully that'll get into something because I worked really hard this summer on it. Wrote, directed it.
It's about old Jews.
Yes. Thank you. Hey, I just want to thank you guys. Two of my faves. So thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for doing
making it really easy.
Well, I'm no Sean Donnelly, but thanks for
making
me.
It real easy for me. So, because I know you guys and you're always great. And Deepu and Scobo, thanks. And Bobby, come back soon. I'm done. We'll see you Tuesday. Lunch with Lenny. I don't know if you know, we have lunch every Tuesday, Bobby and I.
That's awesome.
The theme song, please call in with this theme song. It's something like Lunch with Lenny. He is my pal. Lunch with Lenny. We don't have gals. You know,
you guys look like a gay couple.
Yeah, we do. It's really funny.
The bear and the twink.
Yep, there you go. All right, bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay.
Listen up, YKWD fans. Last football season, DraftKings.com crowned more millionaires than any other one-week fantasy sports site anywhere. And this season, the prizes are even bigger. You can start the season by winning $2 million in week one. $2 million. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second place. You come in second and you get $1 million. For not winning, $1 million. 1 week fantasy means no season long commitments. It's a fantasy football on demand. You play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. You've never experienced football like this. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. A few preseason games are left to go before the regular season kicks off, so hurry off to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to play free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the Week 1 Millionaire Maker. Enter Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.